This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman, Hurdle, watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There's going to be an auction for trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Maybe one of the roughest weekends in the history of Denver sports. Avs out, Nuggets out, and that's going to be the show today.
Based on what we have seen all season, we should have read Friday for what it was. Avs lose at home, unable to score, harbinger of things to come. And right on cue, Nuggets at home, can't score.
Well, they did the first half. It was the second half that was the problem.
Okay, Eric. They scored less than 100 points. Again, I have said nothing that needs to be countered.
Right.
They couldn't score, and they lose. Both teams end up losing three games at home. The similarities between these two teams all season long is remarkable. I mean, like, from the records that they had in the middle of the season, down the stretch, inability for either team to secure the number one seed, stumbling a little bit late, then winning their first playoff series 4-1. And then losing in very similar fashion in their second round series. The Avs and the Nuggets between them losing 6 home games because they couldn't score. Avs scored 3 goals in 3 home games. What? Huh? This is the best team in the NHL? And the Nuggets just basically ran out of gas. Ran out of steam.
Well, let's get into that. All right. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Jokic played the entire second half for a total of 46 minutes. Maureen Gordon played 42 minutes. All season long, a common narrative was this. Will the Nuggets bench be good enough in the playoffs? So with that, okay, game 7. Did the Nuggets bench or Malone's lack of confidence in his bench? Is that one of the biggest reasons why they lost this series and specifically last night?
I thought Christian Brown was actually pretty good on man, on ball, against Anthony Edwards, who really wasn't as much of a factor as one would think last night. 6 of 24, 2 of 10 from 3.
He was great, but a bench is not one player. A bench is at least 3 deep.
Of course. And they got absolutely nothing. But they didn't get anything out of their frontline people either.
I would agree. MPJ and Gordon did not score enough.
Didn't do anything.
But here's the thing. This is why they lost this game. And there are a lot of reasons why they blew a 20-point lead. I think Michael Malone is a terrific coach. He is. However, can you make the case that Malone panicked? And this is what I mean. They have a 20-point lead early on, early on, as Murray comes out and scores the first 5 points. Then it balloons to a 20-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have watched enough Nuggets games to know the rotations. When Jokic comes out of the game, he usually comes out with about a minute to go or so at the end of the third quarter. And by that point, Minnesota had whittled down that lead to
one,
a handful of points.
Yeah.
1 point more specifically. He had a choice. Do I ride Jokic for the rest of the game with no rest, or do I trust my bench to put him on the bench for a couple of minutes to give him a breather? He clearly made the wrong choice, because Jokic could not have been any more active in that first half. Three Timberwolves around him, he would be getting the rebound. He was a monster in that first half, specifically grabbing rebounds, specifically grabbing offensive rebounds. And to your point, he absolutely ran out of gas. He was even though he kept firing up threes, he didn't have the energy to drive. There was a moment in the game where he had a wide open three and didn't take it. He looked that tired.
I will go even further than that, because I don't know how much more you can ask from Nikola Jokic.
It's not.
Fatigue
makes cowards of us
all. I mean, that dude is just a gaming baller. But
it was a combination of things.
The lack of attention to getting a guy on your back to not allow 11 offensive rebounds and second chance points, which especially in the fourth quarter,
were so
important. I'm not even talking about Jokic. I'm talking about Michael Porter Jr. on the closeout of Naz Reid to the corner, where Reid ended up coming in off the baseline just under 4 minutes. Game is a 5-point lead. They missed the shot, can't get the rebound. Naz Reid comes in, dunks on them. They go to 7. Then Jamal Murray gets picked at midcourt. Edwards hits his second of only 2 3-pointers that he made all game to go to 10, and the game was done. But that played out about 3 or 4 times during the course of the second half, where they couldn't get their hands on a rebound, and Minnesota just took it from them. That's the thing to me that is the most alarming, is that Minnesota, down 20 on the road early in the third quarter. Now, plenty of basketball still to be played, but some teams could have teetered. They didn't. They just turned around and took it from the Nuggets on their own home floor. That's a tough pill to swallow, man. Tough pill to swallow.
What would you have done? Hindsight says Malone made the wrong decision by keeping Jokic in the game throughout the entire fourth quarter, no rest in the second half. In hindsight, you can make the case he made the wrong decision because they lost. With that, if you were Michael Malone and now suddenly it's a 1-point game and it's time to bring Jokic out, what would you have done? Would you have made that same decision?
Well, here's the thing, and you're right on the timing. Jokic plays usually till the last couple of minutes, and then he gets a break.
Until about three minutes into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, right. Till about the 8.5, 9-minute mark,
right,
something like that. And then usually he's back in there. His hands were kind of tied once they got back to 1 point.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Where would you have subbed for him? Give me the time that you would have subbed for him, because you wouldn't have done it at the 10-minute mark, would you?
10-minute mark
of the third quarter, or the 8-minute mark?
Are you referring to 10 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm talking about they're up 20.
Yeah.
A few minutes in.
No, I would not. Because
you can't do it then.
Because that's not your rotation.
Right.
Your rotation is about a minute or two to go in the third quarter. But by that time, the Timberwolves and their defense, and they were starting to hit shots too.
Yeah.
It was like a tidal wave. So Malone had to make a decision with this tidal wave facing them, and the lead is pretty much down to zero. Do you rest Jokic to try and keep him fresh for a stretch run, or do you leave him in there? I'll tell you what this reminded me of, and I do think it's an apples to apples. Game 4 of the Lakers series last year, when LeBron practically played 47 minutes. Mm-hmm. He was a monster in that first half, and he looked worn out in that second half, specifically in the fourth quarter, and that's what Jokic looked like. He needed help. Guys looked like they were afraid to take shots. It just became a two-man game with Murray. So do I blame Malone for not giving Jokic a breather? I can understand why he didn't. As it turns out, in hindsight, I can say this with absolute certainty, it was the wrong decision because they lost. What would it look like if he had a 3-4 minute break? That we don't know.
Yeah. No, we don't. And they all look tired.
By the way, I'll just tease it this way. Dynasty. Great. Love Michael Malone. I do. And it's great when you win, and certainly people in this town gravitate towards
it. Sure.
But don't be bad losers and don't make excuses. And that's what they did after the game. That's next. You pick up little dynamite. I'm going to pick up little gun.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there is an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you need new siding, windows, or doors, you need a makeover, you got to go with the best, Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount just named the best siding contractor in the Best of Mile High magazine. They were also a top three finalist in the windows and doors category with the weather heating up. You don't want to run that air conditioning too much, do you? You don't want to really run up a bill. Well, get some windows that are energy efficient so you don't have to run up that bill. Windows, yeah, they look nice, but they are an investment. They are not a cost. And yes, you will probably have to spend a few dollars in order to get new windows, no matter who you buy from. But eventually, if you get great windows, like you will from Paramount Siding and Windows, over the course of time, those windows will still look great, and eventually they will pay off with your air conditioning bill. Go check out their state-of-the-art showroom in Littleton right off of Broadway, or check them out at ParamountSidingandWindows.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
When you are a winner, when you win a championship, you have a right to crow because you're the last team standing and everybody just has to sit there and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you lose, lose with some dignity. Don't be a sore loser. And I'm going to hit 2 points on this.
Okay.
The first thing is Malone was asked a legitimate question about losing a 20-point lead, and he called it a dumb question. Michael is a fiery guy, but dude, you got to do better than that even when you are in the moment.
Yeah. Bad look. Unnecessary.
Sore loser mentality. He was in the moment. He was hot. And oh, by the way, when he was asked this question, you could hear the Timberwolves celebrating,
yeah,
which sucked. And you know what that reminded me of? Cam Newton after the Super Bowl, after getting his ass kicked, he's getting all these questions and you can hear the Broncos celebrating. It's a confluence of things.
Sure.
But you got to do better than that. But this is the part, not that it bothered me, but it's a loser's lament. Malone, Jamal Murray were asked about the physical and mental strain it took to win back-to-back titles. Aaron Gordon said it was the hardest season of his career. He called it exhausting. TNT's Kenny Smith was having none of it, nor should he. He won back-to-back titles. If there was ever an authority on how tough it is, he's it, because he has done it. With that, are you buying the argument? Are you buying the excuse from the Nuggets? Because no team in the NBA over the last 5 years has advanced past the second round, or was it really an excuse?
I don't buy the excuse, but I understand the argument. Does that make any sense?
I understand the argument as well.
I do.
But not right after the game. You want to do it 2 weeks later? That's fine. Not in that moment.
For me, give credit where it's due and move on when you're in that kind of situation. These guys are all AAA competitors. They're all alphas. And you probably might not have been the best time to, I mean, what time are you going to ask them? You got to ask them. And I think that everyone understands it. We understand the fact that it's a long off season or a short off season, that you're back at it very quickly. Get all of that. Don't let it sound like an excuse. That's all I would say. Don't let it sound like an excuse. I mean, if they had won that game, if they had held on and won that game, no one would have been talking about how exhausting this run had been. They'd be talking about how exhilarating it was to get a game 7 and get to the Western Finals with a chance to get back and defend your title. So it was unfortunate, and I just don't like excuses. That's all. Just don't like excuses. And if it sounds like an excuse,
it is.
Then it is.
And I'm going to tell you why it's an excuse. Golden State won back-to-back titles in 17 and 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Lakers won back-to-back titles in 09 and 10. Lakers won back-to-back titles in 01 and 02. Tampa Bay Lightning won back-to-back titles as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's doable.
Sure.
We have seen it. But for you guys, you were more tired than them. Sorry. Are you suggesting to me that you playing in the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers last year affected last night's game? No. Is it a confluence of things? Yes. The bottom line is this. The Nuggets should have won the game. I would bet a lot on it. They would have beaten Dallas.
Yeah, I would have bet on that.
And I think Minnesota will as well.
I do too.
The reason why these guys were so tired is because, I'm not going to call it a failed season, but it was a failed experiment with the bench. That's what it was. Christian Brown was terrific. Where was Peyton Watson? Why didn't, and Peyton Watson has a chance to be a very good player, but he barely played in this series.
Yeah.
And for as much as I like Justin Holiday, if he's one of your first guys off the bench, and he's a nice player, and he's a veteran player, you're in for a world of trouble when you are giving Justin Holiday, who barely played in last year's playoffs, Reggie Jackson played barely in last year's playoffs, when they are two of your three first guys off the bench.
They end the season with the same issue that they started the season with, without enough confidence and understanding of what they can count on from the bench. This is what happens when the finances of the NBA get to this point.
Yep.
You've got three max guys. Minnesota's going to find this out soon enough. They are. Oklahoma City's the one that's in the best shape in the West.
Tons of cap space.
Tons.
And draft picks.
Yep. Tons.
But in 2 years, they're going to be up against
it. Of course they are. Yeah. And that all stands to reason. So are your windows tighter in this day and age? Yeah, because you can't stack super teams. That's gone now. You can't do that. So the challenge is...
Wait. Golden State did a pretty good job of it.
Well, but...
Now...
They wouldn't be doing it now. You couldn't have the Big Four, the Splash Brothers, Draymond, and KD. That just wouldn't work in today's NBA.
This excuse, what I'm about to say, is valid because it is recent. How heavily an NBA team is going to be punished now for going too deep into the luxury tax.
Right.
Golden State did not have to deal with that.
At all.
So that is legitimate.
Total. That's a big difference from here and now. Having said that, everybody's dealing with the same salary cap, right?
Right.
Right? Everybody's dealing with the same the rules of engagement and taxes and luxury taxes and draft taxes and all of the things that are going on now. So work with it and figure it out. No magic pill is coming from somewhere to rescue the Nuggets bench. They will reconfigure slightly on the edges, but my feeling is the people that they are going to move forward with are on this roster, and you're going to have to get it figured out. Who are the guys that are going to do this?
They have room. It's not that they have room for one more guy, but they need one more guy. They are all in on Peyton Watson and Christian Brown.
As they should be.
I agree.
Right?
And the inexperience, no fault of his, of Peyton Watson, and his lack of offense did not allow him on the floor. He will certainly have to grow. Let's see what they do with KCP. We will have plenty of time to talk about the offseason. But when, and again, no knock on Reggie Jackson, local guy. He's at the tail end of his career.
Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Right.
And then you have Justin Holiday. Mm-mm. I don't want to call him a journeyman. He's a nice player.
Oh, no, he's a journeyman now. Okay. Yeah, right.
So with that, even Calvin Booth said at the beginning of the season, we are building a team to win 3 in 5 years, not necessarily to win this season. Although they had it in hand with a 20-point lead.
Yeah. There are the two things working at the same time. There is truth in the way that you build a team in today's NBA, which Calvin Booth talked about. You know, we want to be We want to make sure that our essentially saying we need our window to stay open for another 4 to 5 years.
We want to win, but it's more important to win from now on. We want to win now, but we want to win from now on, and that's the priority.
Exactly. And so, and then, of course, then the reality of it is you get close enough to feel it and to taste it, and you can't close the deal. Then you start to lament and look at the things that didn't allow you to close the deal, essentially in the last 22 minutes of the game.
I saw somebody put this out on Twitter, that the NBA champs have not made it past the second round since 2019. Meanwhile, the Chiefs have 6 straight trips to the AFC championship game, and they've won, what, 2 or 3 titles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it fair to compare the NBA to the NFL, considering NBA players play far more games? It's far more physically exhausting to play in the NBA. And oh, by the way, in the NFL, it's 1 playoff game. And in order to advance in the NBA, you have to win 4 of 7. Is it a fair comparison to look at the Chiefs and say, look at what they have done, and that's how a dynasty can happen?
Yeah, it's not apples to apples.
And I agree.
The Nuggets played their 94th game yesterday. 94. And it's not, I'm not talking about anyone else. I'm just looking at them. There is truth to the short summer. We all understood this isn't a new thing. We all got it. We all get it. One of the questions in the offseason was, how are they going to be able to come back after the short summer? And they handled that pretty much all year long. It's unfortunate that it was such a topic of conversation last night.
I don't mean to go make a hard right turn.
Sure.
Love me some DeAndre Jordan. I love DeAndre Jordan.
Yes, you do.
Great dude, great teammate, great leader.
That's why he's still on this roster.
And he shouldn't be. Because if you're not going to play him, then what's he on the roster for? Is he Mike Miller waving a towel? They don't have a backup center.
No.
And oh, by the way, look at the team that won. Look at the guy who built the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Same guy who drafted Jokic and Nurkic.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Conley values length and size.
Sure.
And at the end of the game, when Jokic was absolutely wiped, Naz Reid and Kat and Gobert smothered him.
Yeah. That putback by Kat was a piss-me-off moment. But the one from Naz Reid was, too.
How about the one from Gobert? Where did that come from?
That's a throw it and hope, you know. And that's maybe one of those moments when that goes in, you say, okay.
It's not our night.
This ain't happening, man. If this dude's hitting those shots, you can forget it. But the ones that should really, really piss you off are the Cat coming in for the follow-up jam. Nobody getting a body on him. Naz Reid not getting a body on him. Those are basically, you miss a shot and then you just give him another opportunity and it's an automatic bucket.
Here's the reason why. 46 minutes and 42 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not sure Michael Porter Jr. worked that hard for the time he was in.
In the first half, he was active.
He was.
He was very grabbing boards, blocking shots.
He was very big.
Altering shots.
Very big with his 7 points.
But
he needed to score last night.
He did say after the game.
Yeah, and he didn't need to do this. Are you talking about the apology?
He said that he would have played the way that he knows he can, the Nuggets would have won this series. And you know what? He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong, but he can't take that on him. He just can't.
He's that guy, though. And you know what? I respect it.
I do, too.
What I don't respect is the way Michael Malone answered that question from that reporter about blowing a 20-point lead and saying it was a dumb question. Also, when the Nuggets said, multiple Nuggets said it, including Michael Malone, well, this all dates back to last year because we had a short season. Michael Malone, excuse me, Michael Porter Jr. manned up.
Yeah.
He manned up, and good for him. They were not good enough. And Michael Porter Jr. said, I wasn't good enough. Some of the other guys said, well, it was exhausting. No, you didn't have a bench. That's why you lost. Because you didn't have guys to give Jokic a blow, because you don't have even remotely a second center on your team that you are willing to play.
Yeah, I mean, hard to argue. I mean, you're up 20.
For as much as Calvin Booth gets credit, as and well-deserved, for bringing in KCP and Bruce Brown last year, what they desperately needed were D and threes, and they got it last year. This year, they had no depth at center where Jokic could get a blow and they could be serviceable minutes. I think DeAndre Jordan could have given them serviceable minutes, but Michael Malone clearly did not feel that way. For as much as Denver fans are feeling the Nuggets loss, Avs double overtime loss, what was more stressful to watch? The double overtime on Friday or the second half of last night's game? That's next.
In the halls and the names that I've been called, I stack it in my mind and I'm waiting for the time when I show you what it's like to be worse fit in the mind. Tell you you're the greatest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, trucks, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
For as much as Denver fans are feeling the Nuggets loss from yesterday, the Avs double overtime loss on Friday, another punch in the throat. What was more stressful, to watch the Nuggets in the second half blow that lead or watching the Avalanche in both overtimes?
I think I'm going to go Nuggets on this, just because they were the defending champions and they were in a position to win on their home floor. I wasn't feeling great even at 20. I was feeling pretty good, but there was just so much time left that you knew that if Minnesota was going to rally, they had plenty of time to do it, and they did. With the Avs, I never felt in that game like they were going to win it,
in overtime.
No, I didn't. Especially in the first overtime that Dallas just dominated. I mean, I'm like, how the hell did they get to the second overtime? is kind of what I was feeling like at that point. And I'm going to go back to game four. To me, that's when this – look, I don't know if the Avs would have won this series, but their chances to win were seriously damaged in the moments before game four.
I'll flip that around. I can argue both sides.
Sure.
When it's sudden death, it's always more stressful. For me, it is.
Sure.
First team that scores a goal wins.
Right.
That's it. Okay. There's nothing you can do about it. One bad break, a little bit of puck luck, greasy goal, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this for a second. When the Avalanche won earlier on in the series, wasn't Dallas dominating? And then Miles Wood scored that goal?
Yeah.
Dallas was dominating, and then Miles Wood scores that goal.
Yeah.
Same thing could have happened last night. That's sudden death. For the Nuggets, it reminds me of, you know the hurricane is coming. You know you should have boarded up your windows, but you just stood there on the beach watching the hurricane come in instead of going to the hardware store. It was self-inflicted, and those boards were the bench.
Yeah.
Because the starters had to play extended minutes. Again, it reminded me of LeBron in game four of the Western Conference Finals. Dominated in the first half. The Lakers were not dominating the game, but eventually LeBron just ran out of gas. And that's what happened with Jokic. When you are running a pick and roll late in the fourth quarter, near mid-court, you know you're going to have some problems scoring.
Yeah, that was pretty stressful to me, but because it's just of what was slipping away.
It wasn't stressful to me in this.
Well, you're looking at it in the moment. It was for the Avs. You're absolutely right. You were. It's overtime hockey. It's what makes it so great.
Well,
you're on the edge of your seat. With the Nuggets, it was a very slow burn.
Yeah.
And that was stressful in its own way.
And you knew it was coming, and you knew once Minnesota took the lead, they were not going to give it up. You could see it coming.
Yes.
With overtime hockey, it can happen in a flash for either team. Miles Wood gets behind the defense, boom, Stars are dominating overtime, and boom. You got to play. You got one big play, and that ended the game.
And everyone will point to being up 20 in the third period, and that's absolutely right. You got to be better in game six. You had beaten them in three straight games. You had absolutely taken over every bit of whatever momentum one gets in a series. You had clearly set yourself up as the better team in this series.
They
had an opportunity to take care of their business.
I get that. But at the end of the day, in the next game, they built a 20-point lead.
They did. And that's what I said. Everyone will go to that. And understandably so. I get it. But I'm not so sure that the opportunity, and I'm not saying it was lost, because you can't be up 20 points in the third quarter. That's the lost opportunity. But man, I just, and I think I said it here at the end of last week after game six, you just can't let a team back up off the mat. And they sprung up off the mat.
They didn't let them do it. Minnesota took it.
They did. But the Nuggets, Nuggets were up 9-2, and then it was kind of like, okay, go ahead. You guys get this one. We're going home.
With a 20-point lead,
bad.
Here is the difference between letting them have it and taking it. Picture you are standing across the table from somebody. A 10-foot table, okay? You're on one side, they're on the other side. There's a piece of chocolate cake right in the middle of the table. And that piece of cake is rightfully yours. Letting them have it is you put it out in the middle of the table to see who could grab it first. Taking it is you run across the table while you have the cake in your hands. That's taking it. Giving it to them is giving them an opportunity. The Nuggets didn't give them an opportunity. Minnesota lunged across the table and snatched it out of their hands. That's the difference.
It was disappointing to me that they weren't in a better place to play in game six. And I'm not saying that that was their chance. It was a chance, just as last night was a chance. I was surprised that they lost the lead quite so quickly. But it just became apparent that they weren't able, they just weren't going to be able to stem the tide. You got to give Minnesota a lot of credit to be down 20 in that situation and to find something.
Yeah.
That's, you can talk about their personalities. They earned every moment of planting their flag. They earned it.
This is a small nugget here. Excuse the pun. Small nugget here. Minnesota was on the road, but there were a lot of Minnesota fans there.
Yeah.
At that game.
Yeah, they did have a good.
And I think that helped fuel them. How do I know that? My cousin was at the game.
Yeah.
The one I talk to all the time. He flew in for the game.
Fantastic.
There were a lot of Timberwolves. So when the Timberwolves were making the run, they weren't. It wasn't 18,000 plus people against them.
Mm-mm.
And you can hear when Minnesota made a play, you can hear the cheering. I think that may have fueled them just a wee bit. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll get into the Pacers sending the Knicks packing and advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. And Xander Schauffele is finally a major champion. That's up next on Major Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports. And I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman, Hurdle, watch us. MileHighSports.com. Reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All right, guys, just in case you missed it, the Pacers sent the Knicks packing in Game 7 at Madison Square Garden as Indiana shot an NBA playoff record 67.1% from the field to take Game 7 130-109. For the Knicks, the wear and tear of all the minutes those starters played caught up to them. Jalen Brunson broke his hand. OG Anunoby and Josh Hart were hampered with injuries. Game 1 of Pacers-Celtics is tomorrow night. Your thoughts on the Pacers advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, it doesn't set up the nice little Boston-New York narrative that obviously national media would love and national programmers would love to have. But Indiana has been a plucky little team, haven't they? Right? I guess we should have seen this in the in-season tournament. Their run to the in-season tournament final against the Lakers, right?
They were a good team all season.
They were.
And it's not like they came out of nowhere. No, by the way, who's
going to
win?
Well, they picked up Pascal Siakam. I mean,
yeah.
that was the moment of departure from being just kind of a nice little team to a team that could compete. Halliburton and Siakam are a tough 1-2 punch.
Siakam has a ring.
Yep.
They have championship experience now on that team. Who wins the series? My answer is a question. When is Porzingis coming back?
Yeah. That
Indiana has more than a chance with Porzingis not on the floor.
I agree. It's intriguing. Probably more so than the West for me.
Yep.
You know, but I mean, you know, that's where it's at.
Just in case you missed it, Xander Schauffele made birdie on 18 and won the PGA Championship by a stroke at 21 under. One shot better than Bryson DeChambeau, who also birdied the 18th to get to 20 under. It's the first career major victory for Schauffele and his 13th top 10 finish at a major tournament. Were you rooting for him to break through and capture his first major?
Yeah, I guess by the time that we got there, I wasn't cheering against DeChambeau. I mean, I usually, when it comes to live guys, I'm not as enthusiastic. But, you know, I was okay with him and the run that he made. He played really, really well. And then was very gracious in defeat, by the way. Handled it well. And
he didn't say something like, that's a dumb question?
No, I didn't say that.
That's good.
But
he didn't give an excuse.
I was good
he
with...
He didn't give an excuse where it was something like, you know, I was worn out from the live tour playing 54 holes.
Well, if he'd said that, I would have said, huh? What? Actually, I thought it was interesting that he talked about having time to go and get ready to play in a major.
Right.
Because he plays on the live tour, and they don't play the full complement, well, what the PGA
He didn't say something like, I feel more comfortable in shorts.
No, he didn't say that.
Okay.
I was good with, you know what I wasn't good with? The setup of the golf course. It didn't feel like a major with the scores and the numbers they were playing.
Right.
That bothered me.
That's what makes the U.S. Open the U.S. Open.
Yeah, it does.
Because they set up the course to punish you.
Maniacally.
When you are not driving on the fairway.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
I know the PGA is a major, but that particular tournament, there's not a major obstacle that can kill your score.
Yeah. It was
pot bunkers could kill your score.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like there was anything deterring these guys.
Right.
And you want the elements or the course or the setup or the pin placements, whatever the case may be, you want that to be a little bit more in the forefront rather than going and going 21 under. I mean, it's like, really? That's a major championship score?
A birdie should be an accomplishment.
Yes. I agree.
But a birdie didn't feel like an accomplishment watching this particular tournament.
I agree. And I found myself watching a fair amount of it.
That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. If you want to redesign your entire kitchen, they have a staff ready to help you out. Big box stores, they do not. If you want extra low pricing on high-end appliances, go to their clearance center in Denver. It's called Scratch and Dent Stuff. It's not like somebody took a sledgehammer to it. It's a little dent, little ding, little scratch, and they mark it down hundreds and hundreds of dollars on high-end appliances. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, yes, we will get back into the Nuggets. And did Michael Malone make a serious coaching error that cost the Nuggets the game? That's next.
She said, Sonny, move out to the country.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat.
call, quickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.